1. London, 1819. Philippa Clavering removed her straw poke bonnet with red ribbons and handed the item to the butler, following it with her ivory cloak made of light wool. It had been 2 years since she'd laid eyes on the well-lit corridor of her brother's townhouse, and they brightened at its familiarity. A sense of contentment lifted her spirits for the first time since she'd arrived in London.
"Sir Lucius and Lady Clavering are in the nursery, miss."
Briggs gave a smile of welcome and draped Philippa's cloak over his arm. Her maid untied her own bonnet as she moved forward.
"I'll be in the kitchen, miss, for when you need me."
"Oh, that will be fine. We won't be staying long." No mother of a newborn would appreciate an extended visit, and Philippa was not about to impose one on her sister-in-law. Besides that, her friend Susan had sent word that morning requesting Philippa to come to Carnaby Street as soon as she could do so. "I'll announce myself." With a nod to the butler, Philippa turned and climbed the stairs to the nursery and opened the door. Inside, an intrepid beam of early spring sun poked through the sheer curtains and travelled across the gold-accented white room, coming to rest on the face of an infant of some weeks, who was nestled in the protective arms of his proud and weary mother. Lucius was seated in a chair nearby. Philippa exchanged a wordless smile with Selina Clavering and came to her sister-in-law's side, kneeling beside the sleeping baby, who jerked suddenly, as if plagued by a bad dream.
"How he does scowl at one," Philippa observed, tucking her finger under her sleeping nephew's limp hand.
Adopting an innocent expression, she turned wide eyes upon her brother.
"He is your very portrait, Lucius."
A chuckle escaped Selina, and she sent Philippa an amused glance, before turning her gaze back to the object of her adoration. Selina had the ability to share in one's humour, an unexpected and much-valued commodity in a sister-in-law, Philippa found.
"He will need the scowl to keep his future sisters in their place," Lucius replied, stifling a yawn.
Philippa had never seen her brother like this. For Lucius to appear in company, even in the company of a younger sister, unshaven and wearing no cravat, slouched back in his chair with one arm thrown over its side, showed more clearly than all else how the arrival of his heir had overturned Lucius's carefully planned existence. Not that falling for Selina hadn't already done that, but at least with Selina's addition to his life, Lucius had still managed to dress himself. Philippa pursed her lips, caressing the tiny fingers of her nephew.
"I highly doubt any future niece of mine will be frightened away by a mere scowl."
"Not if I have any say in the matter," Selina murmured, peeking at Lucius from the corner of her eye, her lips upturned. Philippa observed with satisfaction the unspoken affection that passed between the couple. Coming from a family that did not hold matrimonial nor filial bonds to be of great value, Lucius had done very well for himself in marrying Selina. The propensity to invest his heart in the well-being of his family, a hitherto dormant trait in Lucius, had been coaxed into being by the addition of a wife, and now son, to his life. Philippa tucked the blanket over the leg of the sleeping baby, who startled at the sound of carriage wheels over the cobblestones underneath the window. Though still asleep, the baby's arms remained frozen in alarm mid-air, and Philippa laughed as Selina soothed him and gently pressed his hands back into place.
"Fear not, Hugh," his mother said. "It is just the sights and sounds of London. You will soon grow accustomed to it."
"Well, that begs the question," Philippa said. "Although I am vastly pleased to see you both here, why did you come to London so soon after Hugh's arrival?" She swiveled to look at Lucius.
"I had thought you would stay at Mardley. I could get nothing out of Maria."
"That is because I do not confide in Maria, which you know very well I do not,"
Lucius replied, turning his sardonic gaze on Philippa. There was no great love between Lucius and their oldest sister, Maria Holbeck.
"I have some interest in a committee being drawn up in the Commons to discuss repealing a bill that, without leading into politics too complicated for you to understand, keeps the bread prices too high for the labourers to afford."